Yeah, what are some other derogatory terms? Okay. If you were with a bunch of these people, I mean, if you were at a party or something, you know, and there were a bunch of people like of that race there, and you didn't know them or anything, you know, you wouldn't want to offend anybody, and so if you just used the safest term possible, if you had to refer to race, what would you use?
Latin American.
Okay. Okay, what would you call people who are actually born in Mexico?
Mexicans.
Okay. Are there any other names for them?
No, that's kind of what
I meant. What if they're in this country illegally?
Now I know that. wetbacks.
Okay. Do you know any other words for a Democrat or a Republican?
Who is the donkey?
Take a pick.
I won't commit myself.
Oh, do you know another name for a hippie? Do you consider hippie to be a derogatory word?
I don't know, they like it.
Okay, alright. What would you call a person who, of the same sex, who you probably grew up with, and you know better than you better know anybody else, probably tell your problems to them, somebody like that. What would you call a person?
I don't understand.
Somebody that you grew up with, okay, your age, you know, that you grew up with, and that you know real, real well, and that you might tell your problems to. What would you call a person like that?
Friend.
Okay, any certain kind of friend?
Best friend.
Okay. Sometimes a child will kind of take up with an adult, or vice versa, you know, the adult will take up with the child, and I don't know, maybe the child's father isn't around or something like that, or maybe he is, but you know, he takes up with a neighbor man or something like that, and the guy sort of looks after him, does things with him. What would you call a sort of a substitute parent like that? Okay. When you were in elementary school, were there several children that you played with, you know, on a regular basis?
Yes.
Okay, what did y'all call that group of kids?
Pals.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any rough word games that teenagers play where one insults the other and then, okay, like if I insult you, then you'd have to insult me more. And then I'd have to insult you more than that, and so on, and it goes on like that. Sometimes it isn't a fight. You don't know anything about that? Boys do it, usually I don't know if girls do it or not. Huh? Have you ever heard of anything called ranking or sounding or playing the dozens?
Yeah.
Which one?
Playing the dozens.
Would you explain it to me?
when someone says something, a guy can say something, and then he said, well, tell that to your mother.
He said, what?
Say, for instance, I said something to you, and you wouldn't like it, and you can say, well, tell that to your mother.
Uh-huh.
That's where they play the dozen, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's just a sample of what they would say. It probably would sound worse when I said it.
Yeah.
But it would just, that's the, you know.
Okay, does it end in a fight or not?
Sometime, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do grown men play it, or just boys, or?
Some grown up knit this way too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. When do they start doing this? How old?
Oh, youngsters kiss starts at around 11, 12 years old.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.